We are on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis. Just let us start a little bit from what we learned yesterday, just to get into the swing of the sugya. Masiv, this is two lines, three lines after the lines start getting wide on the Amud. We have here Shitas Rabbe. That Rabbah holds Asher b'kabonem apiyedim pays by a ben chayin that pays kofer by an eved that pays shloishim shel eved and shloi b'kabonem pays domim apiyedim. Mosev Rav Shmur bar Rav Yitzchak kol shechayev b'ben chayin chayev b'eved b'im b'kofer b'im b'mise. Kaifa Babad Miike Alalab Domin. Al Kaponim it seems Kosha Chaibaban Khairan Chaib Babad Domin, and the Gemara understood it means a fellow Al Piyatsmai. Rabbit said before Al Piyatsmai you don't pay Domin. Ike Damri, Humaisiv Love, Humefarik Love, Rab Shmo Bayitzak said the Teretz, Ike Damri, Omale Rabbit. Hochik Tony. Kol shechayev b'ben chayrin b'kavone al pi edim kaifer by a ben chayrin. It's not speaking about hamis al pi edim. It's speaking about al pi edim. So if al pi edim b'kavone yechayev kaifer chayev b'eved knas al pi edim. B'chol shechayev b'ben chayrin sheloi b'kavone al pi edim domin. So, Bekitzer, the Barais is telling us, Al Piyadim, Shaloi Bekavone, this Echiev Domim, Sai Bayanevet, Sai Bayaben Chorim, this is Shitas Rabbe. Omalei Rove. So, Rove said, so you're telling me, Amurim de Kechidish, that there is a Echiev Domim, by a share shaloi bekavone. Yihochi ishoi shaloi bekavone. So, let's not talk about share, let's talk about the mazik of eish. Ishoi shaloi bekavone al pi edim nishalim dome. That eish pei shaloi bekavone. So what is the kasha? That if you tell me Sher pays Shaloi Bekavone Domim, saying a Medic Chiddush that when a person gets killed, it has this Hagdoris of Tashlumi Nezokim, this Kaifer, the Shloishim Shalevet, but that's Meyuchadik Dini. But when it's Shaloi Bekavone, there's no Din Kaifer, it's not Asher Yisokel, so then Mises HaOdom. It's the same halacha like Niskei Adam. And just like by Niskei Adam, you pay for the hezek. So if he was killed completely, so that's just you pay how much he was worth. There's a din of tashlumei domim when there's no halacha of kaifer and knas. There's a din of tashlumei domim. So Rava asks, so why is this only by Sheir? It should be by Eish also. If an Eish killed someone, Shaloi bekavone, ihochi ishoi shaloi bekavone al piyedim, nishalim domim. Umnolei lerove deloi mishalim. Moses, maybe it's right. Afshay mechanami, who tells you, you're right, it's a good tushtel, just like shaloi bekavone pays domim. Maybe eish shaloi bekavone also pays domim. Ilema midisna, we'll say that Rav is a raya from a Mishnah. There was a Godish. There was a Gdi tied to the Godish, and there was an Eved that was Samach to the Godish. V'nisraf imoy, Chayiv, so he's Chayiv on the Gdi, he's Chayiv on the Godish, he's Chayiv al Tzeish. And the Eved is potter, the Eved could have run away, but he's Chayiv on the Gdi and the Godish. Eved kafosloy, but what is If the Eved is tied to the Gadish, the Eved cannot run away. Ugdi samachloi, and there's a gdi samachloi, v'nisrafim ha'ipota. So he's potter on the Eved. He's potter on the Eved. So the Shaila is, so he's asking, why is he potter on the Eved? The Chayra, if you're telling me, Eish, just like, but that was Rav's kasha, just like you say, that she'er shaloi b'kavona l'zachiyev tashlumei domim. So Eved, kofes loy, this should also be aloche of tashlumei domim. Why is he potter? Gdi is potter, the gdi could run away. But why is he potter on the Eved? Why isn't there a din of tashlumei domim? Before we go further, let us first learn Tosfos. We'll see Rashi in the Sugya is very, very shver. So let's just learn Tosfos. Ishai shaloi bekavone. Rava asked a shayla, Ishai shaloi bekavone. You should pay domi. Al pi edim. If edim come and say that this occurred, l'shalim domi. Even the shayrai shaloi bekavone, and the kasha was, why is it different than shayr? Afal pi sheni yochel lavoi bishum inyan lidei kaifer eknas. We had mentioned, and we'll see in the sugya later, such a svore, that there's a svore to say, Rav Chaim said a svore, that when you don't pay kaifer, so there's a, the ikar chiyuv is kaifer. When you don't pay kaifer, then there's a din tashlum meidom. So there'd be a svara to say, heimis al piyatzmoi. So lemaise the ikar chiyuv is kaifer. You can't pay kaifer because ein asher beskila, so you pay domim. So domim is the second best tashlumim. But domim is bimokim kaifer. That means it was heimis al piyatzmai. Really, there would be a chiyav kaifer. If I could be mevara this to edim, there's no edim. So al piyatzmai, I hear that the shoyer killed a ben chayim. So there's the next oifen at tashlumim is dam. But the Gemara said a bigger chiddush. The Gemara said heimis shaloi bekavone. Shaloi bekavone is a case where there's never kaifer. Napshat is, there could have been kaif if there'd be Edim, but there's no Edim, so then there's a din tashlum in domi. The Gemara said a bigger chiddush. Heimish shaloi bekavon, shein asher beskile, ilamaise, in such a case, there's no chiyiv kaif whatsoever. Va'afal pikein, Rabbi said, there's a chiyiv domi. So we see that the chiyiv domi was said, afilu, in a case that there can never be a chiyuv kaifer. That's what we see. Heimish shaloi bekavone, in this case, there can never be a chiyuv kaifer. So the Gemara said, so Eish, there's no kaifer by Eish, but you're telling me you paid domim, afilu, it's not shaykh to be a din kaifer. Heimish shaloi bekavone, it's not shaykh to be a din kaifer. Afal pikein, there's a din domim. So the Gemara asked, Eish, even though there's no din kaifer by Eish, but there should be a din domim by Eish. Again, let us see Tosfos. Isha ishaloi bekavone al pi edim l'shalem domim kim d'sheir ishaloi bekavone af al pi shein yochel lovoi b'shom inyi l'day kaifa knas l'shalem domim. So we see there's a din tashlumei domim when there's no tashlumei kaifa. It doesn't matter if it's a negiche that theoretically could bring a din kaifa, or fill a negiche that's mufke from kaifa. If there's no kaifa, you pay domim. In kain ba'esh namin, mishalim domim. So why? So ba'esh, you should also be a din atashlumim domim. Af al pishen yochalovi, bishum inyil lidei kaifa. That was the Gemara's kash. Now, we have to be medayik the Gemara. Why did the Gemara say, Isha Yishaloi Bekavone? This is a Muradike Diyak, which we will have in the Sugya. And what's Isha Bekavone? What is Isha Bekavone? By Asher, we have אשר בכוונה יקל דשאר, יפי קייפר, אשר יסוקל, גם בעילוב יומוס, יקל דשאר, ושלוי בכוונה ירון קל דשאר, then so there's no קייפר, so now, so then there's a דינדומן. By שאר, this, there is, we can very readily understand this, the whole deal of דומים is דווקא שלוי בכוונה, בכוונה יפי קייפר. By Eish, there's nothing kaifa by Eish. So why when the Gemara cleared the Shaila, the Gemara is madgish, Ishai shaloi bekavon. And Ishai bekavon, what will be? Also the same thing. There's nothing kaifa. The Yisod of the Gemara's kash is, just like by Shail, when there's no din kaifa, there's tashlumi domin, so the locha should be by Eish. There's no din kaifa, there should be a din tashlum edomit. That in Yisoid is the Gemara's kasha. Now by Eish, afilu bekavone, there's also no din kaifa. So why did, was the Gemara madgish Isha ishaloi bekavone, which is a problem. So Taisra says, v'lav dachke Isha ishaloi bekavone, dekoshkein Isha bekavone. Isha bekavone, that means there's a smaller responsibility of Shalai Bekavone. I was madly kanesh. I was madly kanesh and I was careless and had no intentions that this A should kill someone and the wetney killed someone. So the Pshia is much smaller than if it was madly kanesh and I wanted that this Evan should get burnt to a crisp. So, that what the Gemara is saying, Ishe Shaloi Bekavone, the Gemara means to say, Afilu Ishe Shaloi Bekavone. Ishe Bekavone is a bigger sheik, it's a bigger abai, Ishe Zicha Pei Domim. The sort of the Gemara's cash is, by share, when you don't pay kofi, you pay domim, so by yesh, there's no kofi, Ishe Pei Domim. But the Gemara is saying, Afilu Ane Shaloi Bekavone, that he's not such a big pei sheya, he had no intentions, Bechlau, that a person should get killed from the Eish. Even that Eish should be chayiv v'domin. Kosh kein Eish should be kavon. That's what Taisa says so far. V'lav davke Eish ha'ishaloi be'kavon. The kosh kein Eish should be kavon. That's pshat the Gemara. The Gemara means Eish should pay domin. Shaloi be'kavon. And the Vada gives be'kavon. Now Taisa says, maybe you'll think zich with me, because the Mor Kaseida mentions Isha Shaloi Bekabone, and I'm saying it's Lavdav Kefil Isha Shaloi Bekabone. So Taisa says, if you'll say, Di Bekabone Pshitalei Deloi Mishalem Domim, if the Gemara for some reason held that Bekabone you don't pay Domim, Heichi Daik Mehuda Evet Kofus Loi Depota Dilma Ahi Bekabone. But Taisa says, so what was Rav's Kasha? Rabbi said, according to you, Rabbi, Isha Ishaloi Bekabone should be Chayiv Domim. It says, Hoya Eved Kofas Lo Yispata, why aren't you Chayiv Domim? Like Taisus, maybe it's speaking about it was Isha Bekabone. If you'll say that there's a Svore, that Isha Bekabone is Pata, and Avke Shaloi Bekabone is Chayiv, so maybe say that speaking about Isha Bekabone. Now, Agavucha, I'd like to mention Taisus says it's not true. But Taisus said, there's a svara to say, Ishoi bekavone, you're potter from domim, and Ishoi shaloi bekavone, you're chayiv domim. What? Mahicha Taisus should be a chilek that you should be potter from domim by Ishoi bekavone. So I thought we had mentioned yesterday Yehore from the Darkei David that Taisa says before if a Shoyer was Mazik Bekabon, a Shoyer Mood was Mazik Bekabon, so the Bailam is Chayiv Kaifer. The Bailam is Chayiv Kaifer. What happens if the Bailam died before the Kaifer was paid? So he's Potter from Kaifer. Fine, that's very good. But Taisva says, but Domim, you won't pay. Domim, you won't pay. So we mentioned the Darkei David is Moira. No, if there's a Din Tashlum Kaifa, good, that's the Din. Taisva says you pay Kaifa. You don't pay Domim. But here, the Maisa, you don't pay Kaifa. You're not going to pay Kaifa. And there's no Din Domim also. So it's Amaridik a Chiddush, but Taisus has this Chiddush. So from Taisus we see that Bekavone, even though Bepoyel, there's no Tashlumei Koifa, but there's no Dindamim. Even though Bepoyel, there's no Tashlumei Koifa, but by Kavone, there's no Din Tashlumei Domim. Even though there's no Tashlumei Koifa also. So perhaps a person could say, I'm learning out from Shoyim. Shoyim Bekavon, even though you don't pay Koifa, but you don't pay Domim. So someone could say, yeah, because there really should have been a din kaifa, there's no din kaifa, then there's no din domin. That mustam is the real test. But perhaps someone will say, no, you're learning out from shayr. It can't be better than shayr. Shayr afilu, there's no tashlume kaifa, you do not pay domin. So maybe that pshat ishe also. Ishe bekavone. It can't be better than shayr. It can't be better than shayr. The din of shayr is lavdavke because you pay kaifa. Well, you don't pay kaifa, you're supposed to be domin. So Taisus holds that's not true. But Taisus, if it is true, so what's the raya of Rove from the Mishnah? The Mishnah says you put on the Eved, yeah, because it's not in domin. Maybe it's speaking about the kavon. But that Taisus says, and you say this to Kizach, now this whole sugya that we want to say, just like shoyer is chayev tashlum meidomim, so we want to say that ein should also be chayev tashlum meidomim to kill the ben chayer and to kill the neved. This whole sugya is the man yom isha mishum amaynepod lavedum yudeshev. So the cash is a good cash. A shoyer that's mazik you pay. Eish, that's mazik, you pay. You tell me a share that kills is also called a hezik, but there's no din kaifa l'knas, so you pay how much he's worth. There's a din of domim, you pay how much he was worth, even though he's killed completely. So Eish also pays on the zikin. So let Eish will burn the hand of an eved, you pay. Eish pays for it. So if he killed the whole eved, you should pay for the eved. What the gemara's kasha is, that Eish, that's momin amazik, she has the din of share. Aval a man di oma ishe mishum chitzov haino odam amazik. So, odam amazik is a different ballgame in Gansin. It's an andere sugya. You can't compare shoyer to odam amazik. But hey, so the whole sugya is going if you hold ishe mishum mamoinoi. You hold ishe mishum mamoinoi. So let us pay. Just like a shir pays, when there's no din kaifa, you pay domim. So here, let the eish, let the baal, it says that your potter, why your potter should pay the dmei heaven. That is pshat in the Gemara's kash. Now, before we go further, let us see Arashi and Afchav Beis Amid Beis. Let us first see a Gemara from the third line of the Gemara. Toshma hamadlik es hagodish v'hoyo gdi kofos loy vedet samuch loy v'nisrafi meichayiv yechayiv on the gdi, on the godish evet kofos loy gdi samuch loy. But what if the evet, this is this Mishnah that our Gemara brings down, evet kofos loy gdi samuch loy v'nisrafi meipotah Yepota. So the Gemara says, Bishloima lamandi yomar isha mishum chitza. If you have isha mishum chitza, it's called, the eish that goes out is called odam amazi. Mishum hachi pota. So I understand by yepota and the eved, by yepota and the godish. Yepota, kim levi the rabbinine. Look, let's see what Rashi says. Rashi says, eved kofas like the samach levi nisrevi my pota. Agdi v'agodish, become like the rabminei. Shahoyrei ke'eved nerak, v'chsiv nokem yinokem. Fine. So the Gemara says, if yod ishe mishum chitzav, so I understand, eved kofes lo yepota, yepota on the eved, yepota on the godish, yepota on the gdi, come like the rabminei. אלא מה די יום האישי משום המיינוי עמי פוטר. אם הוא קוטל תורה עבדה או חינמי דלוי מחי, זה לגמורה, this gemara's kasha sounds very familiar. This was Rav's kasha by us. Rav asked, if you say a shoyl, shaloi bekavone is chayim domim, so why isn't this a chayim domim? Yod ishe mishum amoyna, if ishe mishum chitzim, kim lebe da rab menei. No, so then there are different factors over here, but if ishe mishum amoyna, we just met learned Tosfos, and the whole sugya is ishe mishum amoyna, Itcha, the Gemara says, Ilu kotal tura abda. So you pay moment. Why didn't you pay moment? So l'chayre, the Gemara's kasha over here is Rav's kasha and daf mem gimel amed beis. Now let us see Rashi. Im kotal tura abda ochinami deloi l'chayiv moment. Rashi says, you're the chayiv moment. So why says Rashi says, King Claw, and the may have it. So then all of a sudden Rashi comes into Shloshim Shkolim. So what does Rashi want? Zut the Nachlas David, the Rashi no. We're not talking about the Eisha Pei Shloshim Shkolim. That's not Kashi whatsoever. Rashi says, Rashi talked about the Domen. Im Kotel Turiyav, Doch Enamid Lechayev Momen. Ishbi Chayev Momen. So Rashi says, maybe you'll say, if my moment is mazik, you also say, kim leibed harab minei by me? I'll tell you that, if my moment kills someone, so you say, kim leibed harab minei. So Rashi, nah, it's not such thing, kim leibed harab minei by moment, because the pasuk says, if a shir kills an eved, there's a chi of misin, and you pay shloshim shkolim. So you see, there's no din of kim leibed harab minei if my moment kills. So over here, by Eish, the Dodin Shloshim, you should pay Domen. So the Gemara, Lechere, the Gemara, and Afro Bezim at Beis, and Rove, and Mem Gimelom at Beis, is the same Kasha. You will go to Tura, so you should pay Momen. Yodishim Mishim Amayni, you should pay Domen. And for the Gemara, Omar Lecha, Rav Shimon Ben Lakish, Hoche b'mayeskinen shehitzes begufei shalevet the kamlei b'darab b'nei. No, it's not talking about that he made a nation in his house and then went out was like, man, he was hitzes begufei shalevet, he burnt the heaven, he killed the heaven b'yadayim. I'm not sure it's saying. So you put that, that's kamlei b'darab b'nei. So we have here a sugya that chobeizam at beiz, the gemara that have been learned. It's not speaking about hitzis begufi shalabit. Gemara is asking Gakash and Reish Lakish al Dishim Mishum Amayna, you should pay Domim. Shemal says that. Reish Lakish said, that's not shot in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is speaking about hitzis begufi shalabit. So we have here, now let's go back to that Mem Gimel Amid Bey. The Gemara asked the same Kasher, Rav asked the Kasher, you Rabbi, you said there's a din. Of Domim shaloi bekavon, and Taisa says, what did bekavon, that. There's a din domim, just like there's a din domim by sheir shaloi bekavone, so there should be a din domim by eish bekavone, shaloi bekavone, if ishim ishim amaynoi, what is different eish than a sheir? So that was Rav's kasha. And for the Gemara, ha'omar eish lokish ken shitzis begufin shalavet, to come like the rabbinai, I got news for you. This is not a new kasha. This kasha was asked already. It's a very good kasha. We asked it on daf chav beis amid beis, and Reish Lakish said a teretz. It's speaking about that hitzis beguva shalavet. That lechayre our gemara is very gishmak. That means Rav wanted to prove from this mishnah there's no din domim. Rav says no, there's not a din domim. But this kasha was posed to Reish Lakish, and Reish Lakish said in the kimte. Speaking about Itzis Begufa Ishalabit. So according to Taisves, the Gemara is Meredik Gishmak. Now just let's review again. Taisves said, the Gemara Shaila is if Yodisha Mishum Amoyna. If Yodisha Mishum Chitzov, so then you can't speak about, so it's other Mamazik, you can't learn out from Shoya, it's another Parshin Gans. We're talking Yodisha Mishum Amoyna. The Gemara is going Yodisha Mishum Amoyna. And the male of the kashis, say the kavana, say shaloi be kavana, the kashis, there should be a chiyav domim, like there's a chiyav domim by shoya when there's no chiyav kaifa. And by eish, there's never a chiyav kaifa. That was shan the gemara's kashis. And rove the raya from a mishnah, that you don't pay domim, and the gemara says, and tell us, no, there's looking some shan the mishnah differently. The gemara is ganz fine according to Tosfos. Now we're going to see Rashi. Rashi is very, very difficult. Now we're going to see Rashi. Now let's see all the Rashi's. Ihochi. Now Rashi explains the kash. The shayrai shaloi bekavon al piyedim. The lesser b'teiros kaifa. You said when there's no din kaifa, mishalem domim. Ki vin sheyesh domim lemisas adam. So you're telling me, I thought that you pay for misas adam. B'mokim shein kaifa roknas. When there's no kaifa knas, it's a din domim. Zishenami, the lesser b'teiros kaifa, l'shalom dom. So here, so far, so good, Rashi is saying, that's the kasha. Shalei b'kavone. So now Rashi says, the kasha, dafke shalei b'kavone. Do eish yeshna b'teiros nezikin. So if you pay, if a hand of an eved burns, if the whole eved burns, you should pay, dom. Umiyu b'kavone pshitalon de potter. Oh, b'kavone, I'm not asking. The come labor the rabbin. So Rashi says come labor the rabbin. So Rashi all of a sudden brought us into a big problem over here. If Rashi says come labor the rabbin, so then that means ishem ishem chitzo. That means ishem ishem chitzo. So ishem ishem chitzo. So bekavone yepata als come labor the rabbin. So I got news for you. Shaloi bekavone ye also pata al tana de becheskiye. If you're going to Ishim Mishum Chitzo, say him, new guidelines in Ganson. That this is Odom HaMazik. So, Tan de Becheski said, Lechelak de Bein Miskaven, Lechainim Miskaven. The Tan de Becheski said, if a person, not so Anoshim, and a person wanted to go and kill his Chaver, but not for Isha Hora, and Yesh Osen, you don't pay for her. Because there's an income limit of Rabban, Baby Miskaven, and Shaloi Bim Miskaven. So if you go, if Rashi is saying, we're speaking about Hodishim Mishum Chitzov, and that's why Bekavone there's no Shaila, so Shaloi Bekavone there's also no Shaila. Tana de Becheski lechalakta ben Shaygik lemeis. So this Kashe, the text of Beneperet says this Kashe and Rashi. He doesn't understand, because that's why he says like Tosfos. We're going Ishim Mishum Amoine, not Ishim Mishum Chitzov. We go Ishim Mishum Chitzov, there's nothing but to talk about. So this Kasha, the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz says. So let us just try to calm ourselves, so we'll say it. Maybe Rashi is going, not like Tana de Becheskiya. There are others that are chaylik on Tana de Becheski. So we'll assume for 1 minute that maybe Rava didn't know like Tana de Becheski. Oh, so my mail, so it's a little better. So he should be kavone. It's kim lebe the rabbine. He wanted that the eved should die. So kim lebe the rabbine. He should shaloi be kavone. Oh, there is no kim lebe the rabbine. There should be a din of tashlum edame. I Tana de Becheski. We don't hold from Tana. He didn't hold of Tana de Becheski. We hear and Daf Mem Beis the Rav the Barav also the nose of Tana de Becheski. Fine. So let's try to calm ourselves. Fine. It's good. So let's go further. Hoy agdi kafesloi legodish chayim agdi vagodish upoter aleved hoyle levroyach. If the gdi was kafes, so then you chayim. The gdi and the godish, the eved, he should have run away. Evet kofus loy gdi samach loy. V'nisrefu imay potter. Ukesov arove, na arove de machin, hay potter, a evet ugdi koma, ye potter on the evet and the gdi. A evet mishum de ein tashlumim le evet, ele b'mokim knas b'sher amur. Oh, so Rove holds not like Rabbi, you said there's a din tashlumim, there's no din domim, there's no such thing. All your whole shtick Torah is a din domim. There's only a din knas by a sheir amud. There's no din domim. So memele. So that's a rabba learn pshat. Shem dein tashlumim lev lo mokim knas by sheir amud. There's no din dami. So that's why you put on the Eved. Va'agdi, and the Gdi, why you put on? No, mind you put on the Gdi, that's a bit of a shayla. Gdi, mamash nazikya. Mishum da yile levroyach, and the Gdi should have run away. Aval mishum de komlai b'de rabbi b'nei. Nah, maybe you put on the komlai b'de rabbi b'nei. My potalei, he not potas komlai b'de rabbi b'nei. The kusavar ishe mishum b'moinoi. Yaldishe mishum b'moinoi. He's not potas as komlai b'de rabbi b'nei. Shaymu shamaya. Two Rashi's before Rashi says, Bekavone ye potter, as komlai b'de rabbi b'nei. That's what Rashi said two Rashi's before. Now here Rashi says, I'm shim to come, let me run my pot, let me stop, I shim shim my noy. V'ain kan chiyiv misa. So, this Rashi and this Rashi somehow don't stim. Ha'omar, so this is the problem. A tremendous problem. Ha'omar reish lokish pepeire keitzat. So this lion said, reish lokish said pepeire keitzat, ki goin shehitzis begufoy shalabit. Tikalei chiyev mise, men ye chayev mise. Vafil la godish na mi potalei. Then he's potafil on the godish. Mishum de kom lebe de rabmene. So speaking about kom lebe de rabmene. Fine. Okay. So we have to understand, so these are the two difficulties in Rashi. First of all, Rashi said before, bekavoni ye potas kom lebe de rabmene, so what's with tonne de becheskiye? And here, all of a sudden, Rashi says that Abu Mishum the Kamle the Rabbanu Leipotalei the Kasava Ishe Mishum Mamaynoi. That's so here. Rashi says all of a sudden, Ishe Mishum Mamaynoi. And then there's another problem because Rav in the second Perek says Ishe Mishum Chitzav. That's another problem. And here, Rashi says the Kasava Ishe Mishum Mamaynoi. Al Kaponim, these are the problems in Rashi. Now let us go a little further. Hello, so what's your kasha of? Yes, and kasha and rabbi. Why you put on the Eved? Did you want to prove from that that there's no din domim by shay and no din by eish? The reason you put about the Eved is speaking about it's his begufa shall have it and come live the rabbi. Hello, so what's Rav's kasha? Rav's asking a kasha. Mahodesanya. And it's not whether you see that you're not right. Ma'od esanya, a different baraisa. Chayma ba'esh mi ba'boil. There's a chayma that esh is overboil. She'esh mu'eves lechel bein dovo ha'roilo, bein dovo sheini roilo. Dovo roilo is lichecho. The dovo sheini roilo is lichecho. Niroi v'sichsecho avonov, eish is chayev, and boir is potter. There's a ksav yad. That Rashi said, because by boir pasnish lichecho niroi v'sichsecho avonov. It's the whole concept of hezek karke applies only by eish and not by boir. Okay. Ve'ilu. So that's the choyme that eish is over boir. Ve'ilu she'eis mishalemesh she'loi bekavone domim, v'ashe'en kem be'boir lo'iktoni. Oh, why didn't say another chayma? Eish pays domim, and boir doesn't pay domim. Let's see Rashi. Zekt Rashi, bein dovo she'en roilo, lichichoni roi, v'sichsecho avono. Ve'ilu she'eis mishalemesh she'loi bekavone, the leko, the rabba minei domim. Here again Rashi goes back. Here again Rashi is going back that, stavke sheloi bekavone, Rashi is going back, Rashi is consistent. Because by kavone you say kim lebe the rabba minei. The leko, the rabba minei domim. So there's no the rabba minei, you don't pay domim. So this is like the first Rashi. Mashen kem beboyer de pota by Mises Odom, perceive shoyer veloy Odom, like Tony. So Mamelo doesn't say this, Chayma. So if you'll say that there's a chiv of domim by Eish, shalei bekabone, according to Taisa Bela bekabone, the Baraisa emitted another Chayma that Eish has overboyer. Peres Potam Isis Odom Sesher Veloy Odom. And Eish is Chayiv according to Rabbe. So the Gemara says, Dom Metona Vishayir. This is Akasha and Rabbe. It's saying some of the Chumres that Eish is over Boir. It doesn't have to mention all the Chumres. So Ton, it said one Chumre Vishayir left over. There's other Chumres also. What's Rabbi's kasha? So Rabbi started going down the warpath against Rabbi. He says, according to you, there should be a din of domin by Eish, Eloi Bekavona, and what is? Maybe there is. He doesn't have any proof that there isn't. So the Gemara says, Rabbi is not asking on Rabbi. Rabbi is clearing an innocent shayla. Ela Rabbi gufi ibo uye mi boile. Rabbi is clearing a shayla. Ishoi shaloi bekavone, mi mishalim domim eloi. Do you pay domim or not? And Gavucha, from this Gemara we see, in the Mosque said, Ishoi shaloi bekavone. I mean, according to Taisvis, it's a fellow Ishoi bekavone also. Here, the Lashon Gemara is very much as mashma like Rashi, but Ishoi bekavone is no shaloi whatsoever. Anyway. There is tashlume koifer bekavonem shaloi bekavonem mishalem domim. That means tashlume domim is also a continuation of tashlume koifer. Bekavone ye pay kaifa, and shaloi bekavone, but it's an extension of tashlume kaifa. Shaloi bekavone, there's no kaifa, ye pay dom. Aval ishe de bekavone, loy mishalem kaifa. But ishe bekavone, there's no din tashlume kaifa. Shaloi bekavone, nami loy mishalem domim, so there's no din domim. Domim is only an extension to tashlume kaifa. When tashlume kaifa is not applicable, then ye pay dom. But by Eish, there is no such concept of Tashlume Domim. So there is no such concept of that Koifer, so there is no concept of Tashlume Domim. Idilme, maybe Tashlume Domim by Shoyer is not Koruch, is not dependent because Shoyer Bekavone pays Koifer. Idilme, given the Gabi Shoyer is Shaloi Bekavone. Avogav the Leke Koifer. Shaloi Bekavone, there is no Koifer. Mishalim domim, skabi ishinami, aval gav de bekavone, loy mishalim kaifa. Shloy bekavone, mi is mishalim domim. Again, bekavone, shloy bekavone. So maybe tashlume domim is not dependent at all with the chiyuv kaifa. It's a bazundere chiyuv. So memela, then, you will pay domim. Below Yadina, Rava didn't know. Take, the mother doesn't know. So the mother doesn't know. Lefi Emes is there, didn't Tashlume Domim by Eish. Let us see what Rashi says. Ela Rava Gufe. Koda Oisef Le'el Ishai Shaloi Bekabone. Now what Rava asked. Ve Ishai Shaloi Bekabone. Lav the Pshitalei Deloi Mishalet. Not he's asking Akasha and Rabbe. That I know clearly that Isha Shaloi Bekavone doesn't pay domim, and it's a cash on you. You say Shaloi Bekavone pays domim. Lav the pshita lei dele mishalem ubetiyufta maisilo. You want to slug him up? Because I know clearly that Isha Shaloi Bekavone doesn't pay, because there's no proof that Isha Shaloi Bekavone doesn't pay. A beloshin boy aisilo. He's playing an innocent shayla. Vachi kom le rove le rabbe. Rabbi klat such a shayla. Ihochi, you were mechadish. The shayr shaloi bekavone, she'ain kaifa, yesh tome. You said it, psamer de kechidish. That even though there's no kaifa, there's tome. Ishay, so what will be the dinisha shaloi bekavone? Do I say that the din domim is dependent on the din kaifa? But when bekavone, you pay kaifa by shayr. Aval eish de bekavone loy mishalem kaifa. Chode den kaifa be eish. There's no din kaifa by eish. באוי, דקום לבד הרב מנה. נראה שגן צס קום לבד הרב מנה. Again, we're going with איש משום חיצוב and קום לבד הרב מנה. Fine. Akaponim, this sugya. Now let's go further. Ki osa rabdi mi omar rabbi yechon. Until now we heard a member of Rabbi. Rabbi had said that the chiyuv tashlum mei koifa is dependent on mises asher. Asher yisokel kam ba'alav yimos, mi koifa yishus olo. That you only pay koifa if the share is beskila. So asher shalei bekabone, if the share is not beskila, you don't pay koifa. That was Rabbi. Ki osa rabdi mi omar rabbi yechon. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with Rabbi. Rabbi Yochanan said as follows. It says, Asher Yisokel, Kambail of Yumos, Ve'im Koifa Yushas Olo. We have three extra oisies. Ve'im Koifa Yushas Olo. Ve'im. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Koifa. It should have said, Koifa Yushas Olo. I said, Ve'im Koifa Yushas Olo. Matam Aloy, Me'im Koifa. So Rabbi Yochanan holds that it is not necessary that you need, in order to pay kaifa, you need mises hasher, and dafke kaifa, dafke sher bekavon is chayiv kaifa. No, it says, im kaifa, l'rabbis shaloi bekavon, rabbis kaifa shaloi bekavon, ke kaifa bekavon. Amalei Abaye. So I say, ooh, what? So that means, even though Pashte Dekro, it would seem you only pay Kaifel when Hashem Yisokel. But you came up with a drash of Im Kaifel that comes to be Ma'ab, Afilu the Sheir is not Peskile, Afilu Shaloi Bekabon, you also pay Kaifel. Elamayata, so if you make such drashes, Eved Nami. So we have the same Kasha by Eved, Shloshim Shal Eved. Ma tamad loyme im eved yigach. So you also say that l'rabbi eved shaloy bekavon kevet bekavon. You have to be consistent. That means by both these psukim, the pasuk speaks about asher yisokel. Both psukim speak about asher yisokel, and we should learn pshat. The flow of the psukim is coming to tell us that whenever there's skila, there's kaifa. Whenever there's skila, there's shloishim shel eved. But you came up with a new drash of him. There's an extra him. Tarim is coming to tell us that a filo shalai bekavone, you also pay kaifa. So I'm asking you, according to you, by eved shalai bekavone, you also pay kaifa. Yeah, is it like that? V'chitayim ha'chinami, maybe you say, taki, yeah, ain't a chinami. If you dash in him, it's the same thing. But Reish Lakish said, Shesh Amos has seven shloi bekabon, a potter mi shloi shim shkol. Reish Lakish said, you potter mi shloi shim shkol. So yes, the kasha, nu, Amalei, gavra karamis, I don't understand your kasha. Because Reish Lakish says, you potter shloi bekabon, Rabbi Yochanan also is told you potter. Rabbi Yochanan is a drosha of him, and Rabbi Yochanan also is take a chayim shloi shim shkol. Reish Lakish also is potter. No, that's Reish Lakish. He's entitled to his opinion. Rabbi Yochanan is entitled to his opinion. And ki also Robin Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Eved, Ma Talmud Loime Im Eved, Robin Taki said Befesh from Rabbi Yochanan, Le Rabbi Sevet, Shaloi Bekabon, Le Kevet Bekabon. Oh, we see Taki as a, Rabbi Yochanan Taki Darash and Zim, and Eved Shaloi Bekabon is also Chai Bishloishim Shal Eved. Fine. So now we see something very interesting. If you Darash and Im, so you have to hold that Eved Shaloi Bekabon, Kaifa shalai bekavona, yosachai kaifa, yosachai shloshim shkola. Now, we see Reish Lakish doesn't darshan him. Reish Lakish said that Eved shalai bekavona yapota. Like the Gemara, Reish Lakish nami neime, so Reish Lakish doesn't darshan him. Midi Eved, im Eved loy dorish, Reish Lakish doesn't darshan him. Kaifa im kaifa nami loy dorish. So he holds like Rabbi, not like Rabbi Yochanan. That kaifa shalai bekavona, you take a potter. Amri, so Shloki said, no, don't put these two droshes in one pot. They're two different droshes. Eved, im eved, loy dorish. Im eved, loy dorish.
Käufer, im Käufer Dorisch. Oh, I know, I hold a Kabjöchenen. Bei Käufer, I hold a Kabjöchenen. Der Käufer schläubert Kavone, je pei. But, but, ever schläubert Kavone, je don't pei. Fragt der Gemorre, I don't understand, what, how did you not split the hair? O Meishna, Eved, im Eved. Meishna, Eved, o Meishna. So he says, Eved, im Eved, leksiv, bemokim, tashlumim. Käufer im Käufer, ksiv, bemokim, tashlum. He says, it's a meridike chilek. By Käufer, it says, im Käufer, yushes olav. We're talking about when you pay Käufer. So it says, Käufer, yushes olav, im Käufer. Amar, by another case, of tashlum, e Käufer. Shleber kavone. That means, pashto, the course, speaking about the kavone. Im Käufer, you pay Käufer, avila shleber kavone. So the im is there, speaking about the tashlum. Im eved yigach, im Eved Yigach, the im is not speaking about paying yet. But later it says, but the riboy of im is not by the payment, it's by im Eved Yigach. So Mamela, so that im is not coming to tell me you pay in all cases. The im was written by im Eved. And there's a reason why the im has to be written over there. So Mamela, Resh Lakish is chaylik. Let us see Rashi. L'rabbeis koifer sheloi bekabon, af gavdein esher beskila, pligi ad rabbe. L'rabbeis evet sheloi bekabon, l'knas, im koifer ksi v'mokim tashlumim, d'svorem del ribuye achinen oso. The svor is, it's coming to be marbe, another case of tashlumim. Oso le tashlumim. It's coming to be ma, but not even tashlumim. The legufa la yitzrich. Yes, say im kaifa, tabla michta, the kaifa yushasolov. Sakhu shakar asher, the gambail of yumos, the kaifa yushasolov. What's the im? So the im is coming to tell us that there's a chi of kaifa afilu, shaloi bekabone. Imevet leksiv gabi tashlumim, doesn't say by tashlumim. Before I just said, if you kill a ben chayrim, you pay kaifa. Im eved yigach, if the one that got killed is an eved, you pay shloshim shalevet. That im is not extra, it flows with the pashta in the kro. But if by kaifa, the im is an extra im. It should have said, the kaifa, you should sell. Vechein beben oy bebas. We had in the Mishnah, let us just see Rashi in the Mishnah for 1 second. Sheir shenogach es ha'obam umeis, mu'ud mishalom koifer, v'tam potam in ha'koifer, v'zeh v'zeh chayovin mise. Sai by a mu'ud, sai by a tam. If a sheir kills someone, y'chayiv mise. V'chein bebein, v'chein bebas. What is this? Mevechein bebein, vechein bebas. Ben cotton, betinoikis knat, ktano. Chayav aleihem skile. Vekaifa kigdoilem. That if you killed a small child, also the sheres chayav skile, and chayav kaifa. Now, we will see, our sugya is speaking about the chayav skile. That is a, if a sher kills a cotton or a ktano, there's a chayav skile on the sher. That's what Asug is going to speak about. V'chein beben, oy bebas. Tana rabona. Oy ben, now the Pasuk says, this let's refresh our memories. Oy ben yigach, oy bas yigach, k'mishpat hazeh yeyos aloi. That's what it says. So k'mishpat hazeh. Now this Pasuk is right after, we're speaking, we have koifer, by da, sher, im sher, Nagahu mit Marshulshaim and Bud Babalov, you pay Kaifa Yushasolo, in Ben Yigach and Bas Yigach, Mishta Zay Yosolo, you also pay Kaifa, you also give Skila, that's the Shay Yisok. We're talking about Skila. Oy Ben Yigach, I Bas Yigach, Lechayev Alaktanem Kigdail. Yechayev Alaktanem Kigdail. So the Pasuk is coming to tell us that if a shoyer kills a cotton or a ktane, he killed the shoyer. Fragt der Gemara, this is a more dicke Gemara over here. Why do you need a pasuk to tell me? You killed the shayer. Valoi dinu. I could figure it out without a pasuk. Hoyel. V'chayiv odom v'odom. When a person kills another person, what do you do to the person? You kill him. V'chayiv shayer v'odom. And if a shayer kills an odom, a big odom. Let's talk about an odom. When you kill a godol, so she is also chayev skilo. That's the psukim before. Tam, yiga, isha, the pasuk says, if yesha yisaka. So we know, when a person kills a godol, yechayev misa. When a shayev kills a godol, yechayev cycle the shayev. So now, why do you need a pasuk? Ma, kshechayev odom ba'odom. When you kill a person, Loishna ben ktanim l'gdoilim. There's no difference, but there's plukim on this. There's no difference if a person killed a godol, if he killed a cotton. Av kshechayiv shoyer ba'odom, loisach l'gboi ben ktanim l'gdoilim. So let's make a mamotzino. Just like when a person kills, it doesn't matter if he kills a cotton or a godol, you kill the ritzayah. So when a shoyer kills, even though the pasuk is speaking about a godol, but then I need a new pasuk for a cotton. I need a new pasuk. Let's learn out from Adam. Just like by Adam, if he killed a cotton, there's no nafkamina, there's no difference in halacha. You kill the Adam. The same thing when a sheir kills a cotton, also you should kill the sheir. Let us see Rashi. Lechayiv alaktanim skile. Baloidinu veloitzoriko. I didn't need a pasuk. Oil v'chayiv mise ba'odam ha'hirges ha'odam. V'chayiv mise shayir ba'odam. So just like by Odom that killed, lo'ichi lakta bein erogim k'tanim l'gdoilim, it doesn't matter who was killed, either a cotton or a godel. And how do I know this, tersiv? Ki yake kol nefesh odom. It says if a person killed kol nefesh. Afu luktanim b'mashmi. So I see when a person kills a cotton, yechayiv misa. Is memeile, so let's learn out. So a sheir kills a cotton, you also should be chayiv misa. So I had a shtikol ha'ore, but later maybe we'll see it. I had a shtikol ha'ore, shchim shamayim. The Gemara is comparing these two dinim. The din, if a person kills an Odom, is chayiv misa. So much is chayiv misa, the sudden. When Shebezn, there was Hasro, you punish him. The oinish of Shvichas Domim is misa. When you kill a shoyer, it's the oinish. We manage the shoyer because he killed someone. It's another din, a shoyer yisoko. The shoyer did no better. A shoyer yisoko. It's the same din misa. How could the Gemara compare these two halachas? Just like over there, if a person kills a cotton, you kill him. So if a sheir kills a cotton, you also should kill him. It's a comparison. There's a din, you kill dafke basro. There's a dinim. But let's put this kasha on hold, and let's go further. For oit, the Gemara says, not only is it a mamotzinu, it's a kal v'choyma. Uma odom ba'odom she'ala yasa bay ktanim kegdoilim chayiv bayala ktanim kegdoilim she'er ba'odom she'asa bay ktanim kegdoilim ein edin she'chayiv ala ktanim kegdoilim. A very interesting gemara. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Ma odom ba'odom she'ala yasa bay reitzeyach kotn kegodol. When an Adam kills, it matters who the murderer is. If he's a godol, you kill him. If he's a cotton, you don't kill the reitzayach. How do I know this? There's a posik. The ish ki yake. It says a beferish posik. The murderer has to be an ish. Ish veloy cotton. So even though we see we were makel al mises Adam, that what we said, that you kill a murderer, it matters. If he's a gadol, you kill him. If he's a katan, you won't kill him. But even though we were makel by Mises Adam, when it comes to the Nerogim, then it doesn't matter. If it's a chilek, a katan, a gadol, we kill him. But the Nerogim, there's no difference who God killed. Ktanim kegdoilim. Sher ba'odom. Sha'asa boy. Sher kotn ahoyre ke sher godo. I'll show you the chumra of sher. That a sher, the sher ben yoyme kori sher. The siv sher kesev ki yivolei. So I'll show you a chumra. That sher is more chumur than adam. Yeah, a baby will kill someone. A 12-year-old will kill someone. You don't kill him. A shayr ben yaymai kills someone. He kills the shayr. So we see that Mises HaShayr is more chamur than Mises HaRetzeach. So if it says by Mises HaRetzeach, leichi lakto ben godo lekotten, so as avada givis, by Mises HaShayr is also leichi lakto ben godo lekotten. So Bekitzer, the Gemara is asking, why do you need a posik, a ben yigach, a bas yigach, to tell me that if a sher kills a cotton, you kill the sher, I can figure it out from a mamotzino. If a mamotzino, you can learn out. And I can figure it out from a kal v'chomer. That even though Adam, a retzeach, you only kill if the retzeach is a godel, the retzeach is a cotton, you don't kill him. So by sher, then you kill a fellow a sher cotton. I'm out to give this. You shouldn't be differentiate between if the nereg is a cotton or a god. Now, the Mizrahi asks Akasha, Rashi says, how do you know if a cotton kills that you potter? So I show this a posik. The ish ki yake, ish v'loikot. There's a first posik that if the retzech has to be an ish, a cotton, you don't kill the cotton. Rekta Mizrahi, why do you need a posik? All of a sudden you need a posik. Since when do you give onshim to ktanim? So we're a cotton is a labacha yuve. He's machalo Shabbos. A cotton is a labacha yuve. When it comes to retziche, how do you know you don't kill a cotton? You have an 8-year-old that's going around with a rifle. How do you know you don't kill him? Oh, there's a posik. The ish kiyake. Ish v'loi cotton. He's machalo Shabbos, this cotton. He does kol avere shebeteire. A cotton? You don't kill a cotton. And here you need a mute. Mizrahi blight by Yitzchaki. I saw the Be'er Basode. The Be'er Basode says, Amir de Keteret. He says, Atzushto. He says, when it comes to an Aveire Ben Odom Lamokim, it's Machal Shabbos, Gilei Aroyis, whatever you want. Ben Odom Lamokim is a Chakot, is a La'abar Das. You don't chapter with him. But when it's a Ben Odom L'chaveire over here, so yeah, they're on this kind of, but this cotton is a danger to society. There's a new reason to get rid of him. You have this cotton going around with five pistols and bombs and hand grenades. Chepanished, and it's not nice. He's a danger to society. There's a din of Bialta Aromi Kirbecho. On Meredik, there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says that Gemara of Ayin Ches, if a treife killed someone b'fnei bezn, so the Gemara says you killed the treife, shenema biyarta romi kibecha. So Dachsach Mir Abochanan says in a note, I didn't have a chance to look it up, but Dachsach Mir Abochanan says I need a biyarta romi kibecha because there's no din mises bezn on the treife. He's a gamra ktila. You can't say, I kill him because it says, you kill him. He's dead already. There's no din of Mises Bezn on him. But if a treifa kills, there's din of Yata Rami Kebecha. So, Memele, I would think if you have a cotton that's killing, I'd kill the cotton. You gotta get rid of him. Say, Taposik, Ish v'loi cotton. Ish v'loi cotton. Fine. So, Memele, but if a sher ben yoime kills, you'll get rid of the sher right away. So, I'll kapon him. So Dachsamir is for him for Tahora it is. I asked Tahora, the Gemara is saying, if a Godel kills a cotton, you kill the Godel. So if a Sher kills a cotton, Schloss der Kilde Scheuer. Sei jetzt ein Zustell, der der ist den hier, Mrs. Besson, mit Asroa, der Scheuer ist. But there's another halach of getting rid of a reitzer. Ein Cham als Deunisch of Mrs. Besson. Perhaps I have a kasha take. No, if I share this, no, then was an apostolic, how would I know this? But als the halach of Beata Rami Kirbecha should apply by the Scheuer. So therefore you should kill a shayer that killed a cotton. If by a god of this also a din of Yata Rami Kibecha, so by a shayer there also should be this halacha. So by need a posseka ben yigach or bas yigach.